The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through Him. But the world did not know Him. He came to what was His own, but His own people did not accept Him. But to those who did accept Him, He gave power to become children of God. To those who believed in His name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and made His dwelling among us, and we saw His glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My brothers and sisters, I am sure that all of us here have experienced a birthday, your own birthday, or a birthday of your beloved one. But I think the first birthday is the unforgettable, because it is the first one. The more years you add on to your life, you become tired to celebrate. And even for some, a birthday of a husband is a burden for the wife. I don't know if it's correct or not. But many years celebrating his birthday at home, sometimes he gets tired to see the same face. He wants to go out. And sometimes you feel tired of serving a birthday for the one who doesn't care for you. That's the true life of marriage. That's what I heard. I don't experience that. So if you come to ask one person, what are we going to celebrate today? What would you like the answer to be? Just a Merry Christmas. We celebrate Christmas every year, so what's different? What this year can be better than last year? The Christmas is a good one or not a good one depends on who is the center of our life. Is God the center of our life? Or the celebration on the street is the center of our life? Are the prayers we pray for one another center our life and our relationships? Or shopping center us in our relationships? Don't forget that there are many people receive gifts in this day, and many, many, many don't have it. However, on earth, the believers in Christ or non-believers, those who can come here to celebrate with us in this Eucharist, or those who cannot, can have a gift that giving freely and unconditionally. That is the gift of life, not of a person, maybe Jesus only, but the birth of life for the whole human race. The Gospel of John, the beginning of the Gospel, tells us how we were created. The word with capital W brings us back to the very first moment of human grace, when our ancestors were created. It also brings us back to the first moment that we, each one of us, was delivered by our mom. That day is a beautiful day. That day we came into reality. We came into this life with nothing in our hands. But along the way, we gather, we capture, we take it. But do we share what we have with others? God shared His life with us. That's why we were created in His image and likeness. But today, we still keep that likeness and image in our hearts, so that people who walk on the street can recognize you as Christian. Or you can just see each other in the church, but when you step out of this church, nobody knows you, and through you, nobody comes to know Christ. The presence of God in our lives decides if you can find joy, love, and peace or not. If we are sinfulness, we make mistakes, we are fallen, and God came to save us, to redeem and reveal to us a love that goes before us, the love that never questions what and how did you wrong. Just come and receive the forgiveness. Just come and feel that you are forgiven. Isn't it a joy that nothing can take away? Isn't it a joy that joins us together here, regardless of races, cultures, backgrounds, ages, and careers? The mercy of God makes us equal. The love of God raises us up when we fail. But the difference is, some of us feel at peace, some of us not. How so? Because as John said, the Word came into the world, but not everybody recognized the Word. Not everyone recognized this word is a word of love, not hatred, peace, not war. So let us, in this special day, ask the grace for each one of us. When we look at the baby Jesus, remind us that we were like a baby, helpless, hopeless, even loveless. But we receive from the parents from those who live with us and learn how to live, how to walk, how to say words, how to do things, how to clean up, how to take care of ourselves. Who taught you that will make you become who you will be. So today, let us give thanks to those who taught us faith. But let us go beyond it. Look at the Holy Family. Joseph, Jesus, Mary. Those who never celebrate birthday, but never cease to give life to others. The nativity of the Lord reminds us we need to bear fruit of life, not material. The real fruit of life is love. That is the word of God. Love as God created human to share His love. Love as God loves us after we fell. Love as God promised us that even if you keep failing and falling, there's a hope that you will be redeemed. Never give up. Keep faith in God. And the way, one way that we practice our faith is to do what we have been taught to do. Love. Love in action. And in particular way, today, the cathedral here, on the collection of on the masses, will be wired to the Caritas to help the children and people who are homeless in the center of Vietnam as an attraction of disaster. So I invite you to share. To share not only in the church, but outside the church. Share your chores. When you go home, you can see something you can do for your beloved one. Do more than regular day, because today is a birthday. If you have not been saying to your beloved one, I love you, keep saying it today. If you have forgotten to say sorry to those who live with you, don't forget to do it. And Pope Francis also reminds that, don't think other people have to serve you. So when you receive a service from others, say please, say thank you. We need to appreciate the presence, the life of the very close people to us. Don't think about Pope. Don't think about the Archbishop. Think about those who live with you. Think about those who may hurt on the street if you don't pay attention when you walk by. Be sensitive to others. Be merciful to others. Be a hope for others. That's how we celebrate Christmas, with joy, love, and peace.